Yes. Secretary Hodges on 9-0.
President?
Yeah.
Hope you're feeling well.
Fine, Luther. Glad to hear you.
I'm leaving here about 4 o'clock with Buford Ellington and Collins. I want you to know we have dates with all the southern governors, starting with Virginia, excepting Alabama, who gave it to the papers, unfortunately, and made quite a noise about it. He says he's against it. He'll be glad to see it, but he's against it, and we'll talk that way if we come. So, unless you feel differently, we'll skip him. I talked to Paul Johnson, the governor of Mississippi, whom I'd wired and who had rather left the impression that he would be all right. But he says, with the publicity coming out of the Alabama thing and with the fact that he's trying to keep his people under control, he doesn't want to be accused in the press of double-crossing, talking with the federal people, which is what they would call it. And so he'd like to delay that a little while.
That's right.
I can tell you in confidence, because this has been very Russell, with Strom Thurmond giving some trouble, asked that we not come, said it would not be any useful purpose. Well, I thought I knew what had happened, so I called him personally, and he said that it is because of Collins' speech that made months ago and the Thurmond situation. And so I'm going to, and this is not known, I'm going to see him myself, just myself, Sunday as I come back from down south.
Good.
So that the others, we'll cover all the rest of them together. Thurmond is now trying to block the Collins nomination in the committee, which has been going on now for 2 hours. Ought to have been through in 30 minutes.
Mm.
I don't think he can, but again, I just wanted you to know that.
Why is he against Collins?
Well, I think Collins is, shall I say, on the liberal side compared to Thurmond, who's reactionary.
Mm.
He doesn't like any part of it, and he's always had this stance. And again, going back to Collins' speech some months ago, damn good speech, excuse me, but again, they made it in South Carolina, and they didn't like it from that point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The general reception has been very fine, both as to Collins and as to Dean, and of course with your emphasis publicly, why I think you deserve a lot of credit for the thing being in reasonably good shape.
Well, you deserve it. You took the ball and run with it. And I want you to stay right with it and do it as quietly as you can. Let's get Collins in and out and keep it out of the newspaper as much as we can.
I'm trying to do that.
Because it does put these fellas on the spot.
Of course it does. They're only doing it because they have some respect for 2 or 3 of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we'll do the best we can. I just want you to know that.
Well, I know you're doing a wonderful job. Now, what kind of replies did we get to the members on the advisory committee?
We've got about 225 acceptances already, and it looks good.
How many declines?
Well, about 20 have declined, and maybe another 40, 50 we have not heard from, maybe on account of the holiday or something. I should think a list like that will be gotten to your desk in the next day or so.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.